Hey guys, welcome back to the Workaholics, where no, we are not addicted to alcohol, but yes, you will be addicted to this content. Guys, welcome to another gorgeous and beautiful, amazing day, night, wherever you're listening to, whether you're listening to this in New Zealand, Africa, Brazil, wherever you want to listen to. Hello. We're from the beautiful state of Utah. Welcome. Cheerio.
I don't know, but actually, it is a pretty beautiful state. I won't lie.
Utah's like top five most pretty states. You know this, right?
It's low key. It's really gorgeous. We were voted best state this year, weren't we?
What?
Or was like number two? Number one and number two. We were voted like best state.
Yeah, we're best state for some reason, but whatever.
The fact that we are voted best state and the economy is so fucking high is crazy to me.
I don't understand economy. I don't want to understand economy, to be completely honest with you. But listen, I'm going to give you guys a tech update. That's my bit. I'm going to start a new bit, the tech update. I'm going to start a new my tech update. You guys don't care about other techs except for me. So I will be your tech. But anyway, so as you guys know, I stream on Twitch. I'm live right now. If you guys want to go check me out, MadMax11YT, go check me out on Twitch. But anyway, so Twitch is discontinuing their Twitch studio after the 30th of this month. And it's kind of crazy to me because I've been using Twitch forever, like, or Twitch studio forever, because I'm like, cool, if it works, it works. Why would I go and get something else if this works? You know what I mean, guys? And so it's kind of sad to realize that the thing I use is going to be discontinuing and I have to go find something new. I'm sad, but maybe it'll be good for me. Maybe I'll open up my bubble. You know what I mean? But yeah, Twitch is shutting down their studio because I guess only 4% of users use Twitch Studio. So, crazy. Yeah,
okay, I'll talk about my week a little bit. So, like I said before, other than the job we all work together, I work customer service. And I also am a little sick. So, this week has not been the greatest. When I pick up the phone, people can obviously tell I'm sick. And, so one day I was talking to, now keep in mind, I do not work for any, I'm not going to say what I work for, but I don't work for like any medical company. I work with like technology mostly. Okay. Now, I'm on the phone with the guy that owns this, these apartments down kind of where we live. And he's asking me about these boxes that he wants for his residence. And I'm telling him like, hey, I'm sorry, I don't know this, I'm gonna have to get you with one of my business reps. And so this was a first for me. As he goes to hang up the phone, he's like, great, love you, bye. And I'm like,
bro, really threw out the love you, bye.
Love you, bye. And I'm like, oh, and then he goes, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, no, it's okay, we're just gonna ignore it. Which I'm like, it happened. Hang up the phone.
That's awesome.
Oh my god, that's crazy.
Like, I worked there for a year and I've never had that happen, but
that's crazy.
That was some shit. I would do that.
But it was just weird coming from a business because, like, you know, businesses have to talk to people all the time. And so if it was like a normal person crazy. Calling in, I would get that. But, and then one other crazy customer called in and I've, like, when his caller ID comes up, I know he's just, like, calling to make a payment. And so I pick up the phone, one of my regulars. I kid you not. He is just screaming into the phone. Get me this doctor. Get me this doctor. Get me this doctor. And I'm like,
what?
What? And I'm like, I'm trying to stay calm. I feel like a 911 operator. I'm like, what's going on? And he's saying this long, like, Indian name that I do not know how to spell at all. So I can't even, like, look it up on Google. And I'm like, sir, what's wrong? Like, are you okay? And he's like, no, I need you to get me over to the doctor. And I'm like, okay, like, I can get you the number, but I don't know how to spell that. You're going to have to help me here. So he's telling me it's, like, such and such doctor in up in the capital of, you know, Salt Lake. And I look it up, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to transfer you over to this doctor. And as I'm trying to transfer his number, I just hear him in the back. He is moaning, groaning. He's going, AFF, I paralyzed my neck, AFF. And I'm like, what? So I transferred him up to the doctor, but, like, why would you call me? This is not my job. Why do I have to?
What?
You had time to look at my. If you had time to look at my number and call me to transfer you to that doctor, you wouldn't have time to look up the doctor's number. Like, that just makes no sense to me.
That is both the scariest thing, and that's crazy. What?
I should not have to be dealing with this, is what I'm saying.
That's crazy. What?
So, I'm like, did he really paralyze his neck? Or was this just, like, a case of, you know how, like, you sleep on it funny and it gets stuck? So, I'm like, I hope he's okay.
Like, a key.
We'll never know if he's... He might be dead. You never know.
Yeah, I'll never know. But, you know, I got into that doctor ASAP, and that's all I could do.
Also, we can preface, like, what kind of company you are. Just not, okay. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. The place. I work in telecommunications, so... I think that's why he probably thought that I could get fine. But that's the thing, is, like, we service just our counties, like, near us. We don't service Salt Lake. And the fact that he thought I could just, like, transfer him right up to Salt Lake killed me. I'm like, no, that's not how that works, but... All right, I don't have the doctor's number on hand.
That is insane. That is atrocious, man.
Holy crap. That is, like, that would... Panic. The chills moment.
Mm-hmm.
That is crazy.
Wow.
So yeah, I think that's gonna be my bit from now on, is like crazy customer service stories.
That's so weird.
I love it.
We'll work together today.
Oh my god, it was crazy. I worked the morning shift, so I worked from opening till 2, and then they, like, Nat and Max worked from like 2 to close, and I stayed for so long. Like, I clocked out at like 2:30, like once I was done working, and I stayed there until like almost 6.
I loved it.
That was crazy. I can't believe you were still there.
So
hey, we figured out some merch, some coming merch in years to come, but it'll come. So, you know, go check out this link right below. You know what I mean? Could be. You guys want I mean, the Workaholics merch?
Yeah.
Hit us up. Crazy.
We're working on it. Big things coming soon. We have a lot of things coming up. We got things planned for the next upcoming weeks, and I'm personally really excited. I don't know about you guys, but
I am gonna lie, I kind of forgot for a second. Yeah. I was like, we do? I was like, wait, what? I was like, oh,
I'm excited, but also I'm scared.
Yeah, this will be interesting. I think these upcoming episodes will be good though. But
yeah.
I know. I'm really excited. I'm really excited. I'm excited to design stuff, like, also, I don't know if my audio quality is better or worse or what it is. I'm using a little mic from my sister-in-law, and I don't know. It's hooked up to my phone, so we'll see how it turns out by the end of the podcast when I listen to it. So, my week. Anyways, it was pretty good, though. I got some good crumble cookie, which I meant to bring you guys some, but I didn't go to the crumble cookie myself. My in-laws did. And so I could not bring you guys back some, so I apologize. Next time I will. But it was good. I went and watched my sister-in-law play state softball. All across the state, they are playing. And it was really fun to watch. It was sad just because it was her senior year and it was like her last time playing with that team. But it was overall, they played very, very well. They ended up making it to the championships, sadly losing and taking second. But, you know, that team wasn't ever, like, they'd never had the idea of going to stay in the first place, and for them to like make it to the championships, it was fantastic seeing those girls play and just putting their all into it, and it was fantastic. So we got to go and watch them. Other than that, working my life away like always. And thanks, Max, for asking about how my week was. It was fantastic. So, like we said, this week I am hosting because I am your reigning champ of games, of whatever we want to call that. And am holding the crown, so therefore I get to pick the topic of this week's episode. And I just wanted to kind of like just have like a good talk. I didn't really want to go with any games or anything like that because I feel like it's kind of getting like a little overrated. I'm not gonna lie. I'm sorry. You work very, very hard, Max, and I appreciate it so much. But I wanted a little change up. So, we all talked about it, and we think shower thoughts, okay? Nobody really talks about like them, and it's usually out of pocket moments is when we actually do. And it's like crazy the shit that we can come up with when we're not even like really thinking about it, you know? Mm-hmm. Like insane.
Yes.
So I kind of wanted to just start off with like a little banger. I have a couple in mind, but don't like if it's like weird, don't worry about it. But like I just like I had a couple that I found, like, because I can't think of any on the spot, of course I can't, so we look them up, of course. And I'm gonna just kind of start with like a little taste of what I'm like trying to talk about of shower thoughts. So like this one, it says, if you rip a hole in a net, there are actually fewer holes in it than before, which is crazy to think about because it's like it hurts your brain. Also, these are things that I think if you were high, it would just mind boggle you.
That's true.
Valid.
Shower thought, weed thought, same thing, right?
Honestly, the same thing.
It's literally the same thing.
Same thing.
But, Max, I told you guys to find some. Max, did you find any that you thought was interesting that would spark up a conversation?
Yes, I found some amazing. Thank you, chat. So the first one is
why are you thinking? What did chat do?
Chat is just having my back right now. Chat is being the amazing chat that you guys are. I mean, massive shout out to my chat.
It's
right
literally
now.
It's just your girlfriend commenting.
Yeah, you think so? I see three other chatters right now, so that's crazy. All right, guys. So, I got
it's
a shower
your mom
thought.
And your cousin, I bet.
This is from, you know what? Shout out to freaking JJ. You my homie, bro. If you clean yourself in the shower, why does the towel come out dirty? Is the towel dirty or is it clean? And why is it dirty if you are clean out of the shower? Then why does the towel become dirty? Please, riddle me that.
Okay, I'm going to do a follow-up riddle. How is it that you wash your body and you let your soap like run down your bathtub and stuff like that, but you have to clean your bathtub?
Because you're not scrubbing
your
the bathtub.
Washing into the
yeah, bathroom. You're not scrubbing the bathtub. I mean, if you were scrubbing the bathtub every time your soap ran down the bathtub, I mean, I guess technically you're right, but like.
You get where my head was going with that, though, right?
I mean, no, but sure. Back to mine.
Okay, back to yours. I have a little bit of a thought, but I don't know. This might be stupid. Okay, so, you know, we live in, like, the desert, basically. But when I lived in West Virginia, like, everything, it's still so wet in the air, like, the humidity. And so stuff doesn't dry out like it does here. And so, like, I feel like leaving just a wet towel would just create, like, a gross mildew. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that. So how do you guys dry your towels? Do you guys use a ridiculous amount of dryers up there? Do you guys have like 3 dryers per house or something crazy like that?
Turn on the fan in the bathroom.
Oh, you guys have it's a massive surface
I mean,
fan.
You're supposed to do that here too.
The massive fan just blocking out sunlight every time it goes spins. It's like the, it's like a,
we
it's like a
help
west
on the fan.
Spins them. It's like a western movie. It's like. Okay. Anyway. I got more. I got more for days.
I do too. Nat.
I don't really. All these ones I found were dumb. Like, hold on. What was the one I just saw? It's like a block of cheese is basically a loaf of bread. Like, that's just dumb.
Oh my gosh, it is though. It's a loaf of cheese. Wait.
Oh my cheese. God, that's.
No, a milk loaf.
Whoa. It's a dairy loaf.
It's a dairy loaf. I actually, that makes me feel uncomfortable after you say that. A dairy loaf? I don't like that. That makes me feel a little uncomfy, actually. A game.
This is crazy, though.
Sorry, my bad. Go ahead. I didn't mute you. You muted yourself.
Who? Who muted?
Oh, I got so offended. I thought someone muted me. Anyway.
Damn, bro.
This one, we pass the anniversary of our death every year without knowing.
Whoa.
Whoa, that's so deep, man.
Whoa.
Crazy.
Would you guys want to know your death day?
No.
Yes.
Why yes?
Why?
I say yes because, like, I want to know how much time I have. If I have more time than I think, then I don't have to rush things. But if I don't know, let's say I die tomorrow. I mean, if I die tomorrow, then I want to go say things to my parents. You know what I mean? I want to say bye at least. But if I die tomorrow without knowing and I just die, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But wouldn't that be more heartbreak on them knowing that you're going to die?
I never said I'd die. I would go and be like, love you guys a lot.
Write everyone notes.
Wow, that's crazy.
Oh my god. It would be like a low-key, like a 13 Reasons Why kind of.
Yeah, that's what I was like thinking. But it's kind of like when people die from an illness, like you know they're going to die, and so you just kind of say your goodbyes. That's what I'm, kind of what it's like.
Yeah, that's true.
But I don't know. I feel like I wouldn't want to know. I'd just be thinking about it all the time. Like, how much time I have left, like, what I need to do before I, you know. I just don't want that burden on me.
Yeah.
That's true. Guys, social anxiety is just a conspiracy theory about yourself.
I don't understand that.
Okay, if you have social anxiety, it's just thinking that other people are thinking things about you, which means you're making conspiracy theories against yourself about yourself.
That's actually crazy.
That one hits. Because
the fact of my social anxiety is atrocious.
See, but a lot of times I'm not making, like, I don't know. I'm self-aware. Like, I know I'm awkward, but it's just like, I have anxiety about everything.
I have anxiety about everything. Quote that. We will never know what underwater smells like. You'll never know.
I want to counter argument that. Just because, what about like when you go to the ocean, you can smell the ocean. You can smell the
ocean. You can smell the ocean, but if certain. It's true, but if certain, okay, let me take that, let's put that on Earth, right? If you were to go into air and you were to smell air, you'd be like, oh, but if you go to different spots in Earth, you go to, like, closer to, like, a gas leak, that's, you're like, oh, that smells this way. Or if you go closer to something else in the ocean, you'd be like, oh, that smells another way. So you'll never know what that smells like. Boom.
I mean, I guess, but like you smell seaweed and stuff like that. Like I should know. I just went to the ocean for the very first time. I'm an expert on knowing this.
Never mind, chat. I think what we're learning here is that we're the dumb ones. Mariah knows everything about the ocean, and all hail Mariah.
Because I'm like in between, because I get like what Max is saying, but I also get what Mariah is saying. Like, what? How much is it? I don't think we're missing out on much. Like, if we can smell it up here, what's going to be the difference down there?
I'm on it. I agree with that, because if I can't smell tacos from down there, I'm good. I'm out.
When you're being chased by a killer, you're both running for your life.
I actually really like that one. Actually, that hit a tickle spot that I like.
Dark humor.
That was some dark humor. Okay. That's good. Okay, brushing our teeth is the closest we are to cleaning our bones. It's the closest we'll ever get to cleaning our bones.
Gosh. Speaking of, have you guys ever just had the urge, man, if I could just like clean out some, like if I could just pop my eyeballs out and give them a nice clean?
Dude, the eyeball is so crazy. Like, it's so weird looking. Have you ever seen, like, an eyeball?
Yeah, don't pull it up. It's gross. I don't want to look at it.
Yeah.
You guys ever have to dissect eyeballs?
Nope, I never did.
In class?
No.
We had to do it. It was gross. It was like cow eye. Mm-mm.
Ew.
Not fun.
I found this one, and it's low-key kind of dark, okay? Hospitals are full of people having the best day of their life, the worst day of their life, the first day of their life, or the last day of their life.
Oh my gosh.
It's the whole circle.
It really is the circle of life. What? Oh my god, I just hit that line. My bad. But it's true though. Like, you gotta think, like, I mean, I'm watching The Resident, so I know what I'm talking about. I'm just joking.
I've watched Grey's Anatomy.
I watch Grey's Anatomy. I'm literally a surgeon. But no, it's like, because you got to think of like all the babies being born, all the people's lives being saved, like on the daily, and then how many people are like getting diagnosed with things. So sad, and I feel for those people. Like, that's awful, and I hope for the best, of course. But, and then, like, the people that are literally on their deathbed, like, hospice, like, type shit. Crazy.
Your older self? Your older self is watching you right now through memories.
Ow. Oh my God. No, thanks. No. Nothing. My brain. No, thanks.
So I actually see one that's kind of similar to that, and it's when, oh my god, I just had it. It was when you sleep and your dreams is like kind of just other versions of you, and like this is more of a conspiracy type thing though. It's like you in other versions in like other dimensions and things like that, other time continuums, whatever you want to call it. It's you in different times, you know, and like living different lives. That's your dreams. So that's kind of like to stem off of that, which is like, honestly, low-key, it could be a thing. Don't know. Not factual, but crazy to think about though.
I know. Time itself is just so crazy to me.
Here's another one. And it's like math. The only place where people buy 60 watermelons and no one wonders why.
Have you seen those photos? And it's what? Like people buying a bunch of stuff. And it's like, you're the person in the math problem we were all worried about.
Dude! Look, remember when everybody was going crazy? crazy when they were buying toilet paper. You are the person in the math problem.
Dude, it was
You are.
real.
You're just a bum.
They were hypothesizing it for the future. They were like, this will happen eventually, whether it be toilet paper or whether it be watermelon, they will be buying bunches of it eventually.
Oh my gosh, speaking of that, okay, so like during Corona, this is so funny because it was like such a flex to have toilet paper during Corona. But my grandma had like accidentally bought this like one ply toilet paper and she's like, I'm not using this crap, it's like sandpaper. And so we just went and TP'd people's houses with it.
Yeah.
I love that.
W.
It's like we got toilet paper and we're finna use it on you. Thank you.
W.
Oh my god.
That's a
I
toilet
love that so
paper
much. I
flex right
actually
there.
never TP'd at anybody's house.
It's so fun. It's so fun.
We are outing ourselves right now, Daniel.
I've never. I
I would
love
never,
it. Oh my
I've
god,
never
let's
done
talk
that
about last
either.
night. Last night? Off topic again. Let's talk about last night and how freaking crazy it was. Like, we're not gonna out ourselves on everything. Because a lot of stuff happened last week that we can't actually say. But just know it was crazy. Anyways, so Max and I go to the gym, okay? We have a blast. And Max, do you want to tell them what the guy said to my outrageous comment?
Oh, to the. Okay, so we're in the gym. Which one? Which one? Please elaborate. Which one? I don't remember which one we're talking about. There were a couple. I need specifics here.
When we were doing curls and
Okay, so
I
we
was
are.
putting
Oh, okay, it's
on, I
click.
think
It
I was
clicked. It's
putting
clicked.
fans on.
So we're doing curls. I'm sitting there and she had her straps on and but she didn't wear her straps for some reason that time and I go, "So like what? You're not using protection?" She goes, "No,
No,
never."
it was putting on the things on the side to make the weight not
Oh,
move.
the clips. So we were putting on the clips to the side for on an easy bar to use curls for and she was ending up curling, and I end up turning to her and I go, "So you're not gonna use protection this time because she didn't put on the clips?" And she goes, "Psh, no, I don't ever use protection." And the guy next to us turns to us and he goes, "What?" Like this guy was genuinely baffled about the fact that this was just uttered out of our mouths. He was like, "What?" Then again, these are also gym
Sorry, you have
people. These are also gym people who are crazy and like are on steroids 24/7. Massive shout out to them. But like, it was crazy to think that they were like, can you imagine just hearing this from two people though? Like, it was just crazy to think about that. It was awesome. It was awesome. I can't wait to see them again, see their reaction.
It was so funny because that like they made it so much funnier because they were like, that's how babies are made, man. And we like preface that we aren't together like at all, like I'm engaged, like they asked that. It was like, are you like what? And they're like, that's how babies are made. And I'm like, yeah, I know, I'm trying here.
We
Not really. I'm staying in school, guys. Like, I promise. I'm getting through school. But I was like, dude, I'm trying here. And they're like, oh my God, how old are you? And I was like, oh, I'm 20. Like, I'm not doing that. I'm doing college right now. I promise.
Oh my God, it
And
was
they're like,
crazy.
oh my God, like, dude, that's crazy to me. But yeah, it was truly so funny. They literally walked out of the gym being like, good luck making that baby. I was like, oh, okay. I don't know what to say to
It
that.
was awesome. It was awesome. That was great. That was great.
But oh yeah, so after the gym, we literally I was like, hey, I need some lotion for my hands. Let's go to Walmart. And so we all head out and we go to Walmart all together and we're just walking down. We're having a good time. We're just chatting it up, like, just having the time of our lives, really. It's like, what? I want to say it was like 9:30 when this was happening. And we are so sweaty because we had just gotten out of the sauna. Like, it was like we I, there was swoop going on. It was atrocious how
Mad
much sweat was on our bodies. Mad swass going down
swass.
the
Swass.
And so we're like walking or whatever, and we go get our stuff. Like, we ended up getting all the like Hot Wheels cars, which they're pretty badass. Shout out to Max for picking them out. Shout out to Nat for buying them.
Yes, sir.
We had a great time, and we walk out, and I really hope he doesn't listen to this. I won't lie to you. Like, you know who you are. Hi, hope you're doing well if you're listening. That's but I look out. I was like, that truck that parked right next to us, that looks like my ex's truck. Mind you, we're from a small town. It's quite possible that it could be my ex's truck, but I didn't think, like, it's 10, like almost 10:30 at night at that point. Like, I'm like, no, it's we're at Walmart. Like, I get like it can happen, but I highly doubt it. And so we get on the phone with our friend, and I described to her, I'm like, this, like, to make sure, because she was like semi neighbors with him at one point. And I was like, okay, his truck looks like this, this, and this. I'm not gonna go into details because that's a little much for me. But I was like, and it's white and things like that, describing the truck to her, and she's like, yeah. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is weird. I'm like, okay, this is a niche thing that usually, like, a lot of cowboys, hicks, like, truckmen, okay, or cars, who knows? Like, I wouldn't personally put it online, but I asked her, I'm like, do they have a bullet as their, like, antenna? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, that's crazy. I think this is his truck. And I was baffled. And we're just kind of like being like, oh, haha. And we get off the phone with her. And I look over and he is getting into this truck. I get that you guys might not freak, like, might not think this is a crazy thing. Okay, I dated this man for 5 years. Okay. It was a lot. But, and I wish nothing but the best for him. And we ended on, I don't know if necessarily good terms is the best way to put it, but not necessarily screaming at each other, if that's the best way to put it. It just, they grew apart. That's it. And so, I haven't seen this man in forever. And I was just like, I was freaking out. I was full blown panic attack. And we zoomed out of that bitch so goddamn fast. Like, borderline, I was scared for my life, not only for the fact that I
Period.
was seeing my ex.
Out of that home.
We fast and fury that bitch. Matt, I said, zoom out of here. We gotta go. He understood
That's what was
the
done. That's what needed to be done.
assignment. It was. Oh my God, it was so crazy. But yeah, that was our night, and I don't want to go into detail anything else, but it was crazy. I'm okay now. I'm doing fine.
Has
And
the
I, like I said, I
adrenaline
wish nothing but the best for him. But the adrenaline was going. And mind you, I'm very happy in my relationship. I'm engaged to a beautiful, fantastic man. And I love him truly so much, and I miss him. He's off for work. Or off on a work trip right now, and I miss him so much. But do I love having my own bed for a little bit? Yes, I do.
is That's crazy.
Oh, God. Wild
Oh,
night.
yeah.
If I could be a turtle, I would. Think about this. You can carry your shell wherever you want. Dude, you can carry your home where I do. I would ca if I can carry my house on my back, I would do it. I would do it. Dude, it's just crazy to think about. They just wander. They wander. Well, they wander around. They're like, "Oh, I'm tired. Hold on." And they're just whoop. You never get in there unless you step on them. Don't step on them.
You know
They're
what?
not as strong as you think. Do not
You know
step
what
on
else can do
them.
that?
A turtle or an alligator. Turtle.
No.
What's the force of a
You
snow
know what
white
else
turtle?
is the same turtle, I think?
What?
A motorhome.
Oh my gosh, wait, hold on. Do I? Oh my gosh, hold on. If I own a green motorhome, I would have the ultimate.
Oh
I
my
would
God,
have
you
the
buy it off
Thanos
eBay.
gloves of turtles. I would have a turtle. I would have a car turtle. I would have a motorhome, literally the turtle. And then I just need a truck, a little green truck, like, and a motor green motorcycle. I mean, we could harness the power of vehicles. The possibilities are endless. The
Dude, I will
possibilities are
paint it for
endless.
you.
With this,
I will
that's,
definitely paint it.
they're so expensive, painting this stuff.
Thanks for hanging out with you guys. I know it's been a little a squampus episode, but you know what? It's one of those days, and you know, life happens, and I think that we still ended up having a good time. So make sure you go check out our Instagram, at the underscore workaholics underscore something like that. You know, I never know what it actually is. You'll find it though. thank you, Nat and Max, for hanging out and everything, even though you guys are just going through it yourself. Max, truly just think you hate me at this point. Like, you have not said much this
Oh
podcast.
my gosh, I'm working on stuff for the podcast. This is I'm working on promos. Just let me I'm working on so many different things at once. So,
Let
but the
me
pot
cook.
let me cook. The podcast will get out on time though. The podcast will get out on time, hopefully on Friday. Hopefully. Don't promise anything.
Oh,
Don't quote me
thanks
on
to our editor for getting our podcast out and always editing and
that.
everything and dealing with our crazy asses. Thanks for joining in this week, guys. I'm sorry that I probably sound like absolute dog crap. Yeah, this was very chaotic, and you guys are probably just gonna have to get used to that. The ADHD is real between the three of us. It's so out of pocket. So I appreciate everyone listening.
From shower thoughts to an ADHD rant, this is a workaholic saying, good night.